Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
A government shutdown deadline is getting closer. Apple is killing an electric car project. And the historic moon mission is coming to an early end. That's some of what we'll get to on The 7 from The Washington Post. I'm Hannah Jewell. It's Wednesday, February 28th. Let's get you caught up with today's 7 stories. Number 1. Donald Trump and Joe Biden easily won their Michigan primaries yesterday. In the Republican primary, Trump once again defeated former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley. Haley has said she plans to stay in the race to provide another option for voters who don't like Trump. But she no longer seems to be arguing that she can actually win the nomination. And on the Democratic side, Biden faced a notable challenge from tens of thousands of voters who selected uncommitted on their ballots. They did it in protest of his handling of the war in Gaza. It was meant to send a message about his chances of winning Michigan in November's election if he doesn't change course. Next week is a big one for the election. 18 states and territories will hold their primaries or caucuses on Super Tuesday. Congress has 3 days to avert a federal government shutdown. That's number 2. A partial shutdown could begin at 12:01 a.m. on Saturday. That's if lawmakers don't find a way to pass new funding legislation. If a shutdown does happen, it would impact about 20% of the federal government. That would affect key government services. It also means thousands of federal workers could go unpaid. And another larger shutdown deadline is coming just a week later. But there is a glimmer of hope. Yesterday, President Biden and leaders in the House and Senate said they were optimistic. Here's House Speaker Mike Johnson sounding pretty hopeful after a meeting at the White House.
We have been working in good faith around the clock every single day for months and weeks and over the last several days, quite literally around the clock, to get that job done. We're very optimistic. I hope that the other leaders came out here and told you the same. We believe that we can get to agreement on these issues and prevent a government shutdown, and that's our first responsibility.
Number 3. The Supreme Court will consider whether a ban on bump stocks is legal. Bump stocks are devices that modify semi-automatic rifles to be able to fire hundreds of bullets per minute. The Trump administration moved to ban them after they were used in a mass killing in Las Vegas in 2017. That was the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. Justices will hear arguments today about whether federal officials correctly classified bump stocks as machine guns to regulate them. Machine guns have been banned by federal law since 1986. Number 4. A fast-moving wildfire is spreading in northern Texas. The Smokehouse Creek Fire ignited on Monday afternoon in the Texas Panhandle. And since then, it's more than doubled in size. It's burned through more than 300,000 acres. That has forced residents to evacuate, and much of the region is blanketed in smoke. Cindy Talley recorded footage of the fire via Specte in the town of Canadian in Texas.
Oh, goodness. Look how quick it's spreading. Oh, my gosh. Lord, please bless us here in Canadian Tech. Oh, it's going down there. Oh, goodness. All right, we're out.
The fire has been driven by abnormal temperatures that hit the southern plains in the past week. They reached into the 80s and 90s. And now a fast-moving cold front and shifting winds are pushing the fire south. It's not clear yet what started the fire or whether anyone has been injured. Number 5. A historic moon mission will end early. Last week, the Odysseus spacecraft became the first U.S. vehicle to land on the moon since 1972. It was designed by a company called Intuitive Machines. But yesterday, the company said that poor Odysseus came in too fast and too sideways. And now it's dying on its side. It's not all bad news, though. The mission was still a significant step in NASA's quest to send humans back to the moon. And the spacecraft has managed to send back some scientific data. Apple is killing its highly secretive electric car project. That's number 6. For years, Apple has been pouring resources into an effort to create an electric car with autonomous capabilities. Just a few weeks ago, it had ramped up its testing of the vehicles in California. But yesterday, executives told employees that Apple has scrapped the project. The move could end years of speculation about what Apple planned to do with the cars. It could also be a blow to the future of autonomous vehicles. Apple's investment in this technology had been seen as a vote of confidence in these cars. But despite years of work, it appears Apple no longer sees them as a worthwhile use of its resources. And at number 7, Wendy's is going to test dynamic pricing at some of its restaurants. If you've bought a plane ticket or a concert ticket in the past few years, you'll probably already be familiar with this idea. Basically, prices can go up or down depending on demand. So if the number of people who want Taylor Swift tickets is higher than the number of tickets available, the prices will automatically shoot up. Yesterday, Wendy's said it's going to start doing this too. The details aren't very clear, but it could mean that the price of your burger or Frosty fluctuates during the day, depending on how busy it is. The fast food chain said its experiment will begin in some stores next year. But if you're a Wendy's fan, don't worry too much. The difference will probably only be a few cents. So you're not going to end up paying $200 for a cheeseburger during the lunchtime rush. All right, you're all caught up. But before you go, a reminder that if you're a subscriber to The Washington Post, you can get access to our shows ad-free in Apple Podcasts. And we'll have more fun stuff around the corner. So be sure to find The Washington Post channel in Apple Podcasts and connect your Post subscription. And then stay tuned for more subscriber-only audio benefits, like exclusive and early access episodes. If you're not a subscriber, this is a great time to start. You can sign up at our channel in Apple Podcasts or through the link in our show notes. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll meet you back here tomorrow.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.